It is Excellent Educators Day here at the radio station, brought to you by Ising Garden Center and Sassy Frass Ladies Fashion Boutique. We're talking to some amazing teachers and principals, past and present today. Right now, I'm on the phone with Jessica Varga, a grade 3-4 teacher at Lakewood Elementary School. Jessica, to start off, can you tell me a bit about yourself? Are you originally from Norfolk?
Yes, I grew up in Norfolk, and then I went off to school for teaching at Brock University, and then I came back home to Norfolk, and I was really excited to get a job in Norfolk County teaching there. So I've been teaching for 6 years now.
And when did you know you wanted to become a teacher?
Honestly, growing up, ever since I can remember, I always wanted to go into a career that involved working with children. I had lots of younger cousins, so I used to spend my summers playing teacher with them, and growing up that way, becoming a teacher was just always my dream.
And how would you describe your teaching style?
I would say my teaching style is very student-centered. I know that I loved school as a kid, and I was really inspired by my own teachers growing up. And I always thought that learning should be fun. I wanted my students to love coming to school, and I really like to encourage them to make decisions about topics that they would like to learn about. So I really ask for them what they would like to research about, and we do lots of fun science experiments, lots of game-based learning, and I really want to make school memorable for them and have it be a place where they get really excited to come to.
How do you build a close connection with each of your students and their families?
I always just find ways for me to, I feel, first of all, honored for getting to be a part of so many milestones in my own students' lives. And I always find ways to reach out to students and to their parents to celebrate any success that we have. And I love sharing with them, you know, when they've reached a new reading level that we've really been working towards. I love sending home a little certificate or sending that quick picture and email to that parent, really to show them, to celebrate those moments, because I know parents absolutely love hearing about their children's progress, and they love hearing about the things that they've been working so hard towards and celebrating those moments with them. So I don't know, one of my biggest things that I always say is, you know, make sure you put this on your fridge, or do the little happy dance when they get those grades that they've been working towards. So I think just for me, just really connecting with the parents, online learning has been one way to really get to have a deeper connection with the family, because you are communicating with the parents and with the students each day. Everyone's at home. So I think I think just from those connections, it builds those deeper relationships.
I know you're talking about these milestones and everything that your students reach along with you, but was there a moment with your students, like one that sticks out, that really stuck in your mind that you knew you made the right career path choice?
On last Friday, we actually went on a virtual field trip to Disney World, and so I put my Minnie Mouse ears on and things like that, and it's just seeing how excited their faces are, because they know they absolutely miss school and they miss their friends. So seeing all of my students on the screen being so excited and wearing their own costumes and wearing their own Disney, bringing their own Disney stuffies to our online school, that moment for me was a really proud teacher moment just recently. But we've also been doing a lot of virtual field trip Fridays, so we're really just, it's really just for me finding creative ways to take whatever's going on right now and whatever, you know, the situation is, and trying to turn it into a creative and fun way for the students to enjoy school. So we've actually traveled all over the world this year just with virtual field trip Fridays. We've been to Disney World, to a chocolate factory. We're going to the Arctic. They've been to ancient Egypt. We weren't able to go on the Pioneer field trip this year. So I recreated it when we were in the classroom, and that to me is just seeing their faces and all their excitement. It makes all of the work that we do behind the scenes so worthwhile, and I know they're going to have these memories for the rest of their life, and I'm so happy to give that to them.
And my last question here was actually about this pivot to virtual learning. Is it easier now than it was back last March?
I think so. I think this time around, being able to connect online and seeing each other through the synchronous learning has helped, because that way I'm able to ask questions in real time and I'm able to talk to them. So I do think it's been a little bit easier. It's definitely still challenging, and we still miss being at school and in the classroom. But definitely, I can see there's a lot of learning happening while we're online. So that's been very rewarding.